Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
That's right. It's a Friday at 3 o'clock, which means we check in with our guy, Elliot Shore Parks. As always, the Elliot Shore Parks call-in is brought to you by Robin Ford, online at robinford.com. Robin Ford, where cars are sold cheap, cheap. Elliot, how about a nice little Friday afternoon trade by your Philadelphia Eagles?
Nothing I love more than a good Friday afternoon emergency Go Birds pod, which is in your feed now if you want to check it out. So always a good time.
Is it a solo pod?
It is a solo pod, yeah.
Oh, yes, wow. Right. You couldn't get seltzer?
He works without seltzer.
I mean, unbelievable. This is huge news,
look,
Elliot.
When it comes to Bright Tup, you got to get the pod done as quickly as possible because he's only here a short amount of time, so I had to do it quickly.
That's right. So what's your reaction to the Bright Tup trade as a whole?
So I would say, I have a couple thoughts. The first would just be, I think that the Eagles hold more blame in this than like Bryce Huff. But ultimately, where they're at, it doesn't really matter. Like with how healthy the franchise is, I think most teams, if they missed on a free agent signing at the level of Bryce Huff, right? Like because this time last year, Bryce Huff was the guy they targeted in free agency. He was the first free agent they signed. He actually, I think, got more money than Saquon did. In that initial deal.
Oh, he did, yeah.
He was a complete disaster. Like, didn't play. Coaching staff didn't want to play him. Wasn't happy here. And despite all that, they're still in a really good spot. And I think the reaction to this is not going to be much more than, yeah, they missed on it. So this might be one of the best examples we ever see in Philly sports of, like, winning cure-all. Because this is probably the biggest miss of Howie's career. And it just kind of doesn't matter.
Yeah, we just won the Super Bowl without him.
Right.
Yeah, no. Yeah. You're right from that standpoint that I think the fans are willing to move on from this for several reasons. A, they did just win the Super Bowl. B, it's the Eagles' money, not ours. And C, quite frankly, we don't have to look at him anymore. And we have to listen to you tell us how good he is when we know he's not any good.
Well, all right, so that's what I was going
to
say.
Yeah, like, get to
yeah,
it. Yeah.
Address the elephant in the room.
Get to it.
Yeah. I don't think we got to see how good.
Oh, here we come go. Come on.
Right? This is, I mean, look, this is the Eagles' mistake. This is their mistake.
Sure. Yep.
But he also stunk, Elliot.
No, he didn't stink. He didn't really play.
Oh, my God.
He wasn't allowed to play at the style he was good at, right? Like, he showed in New York, if you let him put both hands in the ground and rush on third down towards the quarterback, he can do that. They signed him and tried to play him on first and second down. They tried to make him play against the run. They tried to make him rush.
They tried to make him earn $50 million. That's what they did. They wanted to make him earn his money.
They gave him $50 million to be a player he had not been in his career. That was their mistake.
Yes.
They wanted to develop him. But the point I'm making is, and look, he had the wrist injury, which obviously didn't help things. But I think he'll have a good year in San Francisco. He'll go there. He'll rush the way he wants to rush. He'll rush on third down. And I think this time next year we'll be saying, Bryce Huff is still a good player. That doesn't mean this was a mistake. I think that this relationship was fractured. It was over. Both sides are better off. But I'm not going to sit here and say Bryce Huff can't play because I just don't think he really ever got a chance to play.
Well, you are saying it indirectly that it's a mistake that the Eagles are moving on from him. Like, you're saying that indirectly. Like, it's.
No, because. No,
you're telling me in a year we're going to be saying he's still a good football player. Well, wouldn't that be a mistake that the Eagles moved on from him?
No, because they're not going to use him in a way that can make him effective. That's why I think he'll be a good player
Hold on. So you're telling me the fact that he has to. He can only use one hand down in the dirt is what we're saying? Like, he wanted to put both hands down in the dirt. Rush from all fours as opposed to a three-point stance. And that's the biggest – that's the thing that's going to unlock Bryce Huff.
Yeah, that's what unlocked him in New York. I mean, it is what it is. Trust me, I know it sounds silly.
I love you, man. I love you. But you got to go look at those 10 sacks, man.
Right,
you got to look at those.
Didn't two of them
come against our guy? Did somebody get moved to right tackle?
Was that Mulata went out there?
Got moved to right tackle after Lane got injured.
Lane got injured,
and he got two sacks against that guy.
That was the game the Eagles lost to the Jets.
Yeah.
Jalen lost to Zach Wilson.
People don't bring that up besides you. But quarterback record isn't a record that day.
Yes.
But no, I mean – it's more than just the sack. When he was in New York,
that's all he can do.
What else is it?
I'm sorry.
My bad.
He had the best pass rush win rate in the NFL when he was in New York the year before.
What was his pass rush win rate last year?
When he was on the field, I mean, I don't know what it was, but it was he did not play a lot, and that's really the point I'm making. This was just not a relationship that worked out for either of them. The Eagles wanted him to do something he wasn't good at. He came here and quickly realized I don't think it was a fit with the coaching staff. Like, this happens in free agency, I guess. But I'm not going to say, like, Bryce Huff is some bum that can't play that had a bad attitude. Like, I think if he came here and it didn't work out, and honestly, if we want to talk about how it could impact the team, Bryce Huff is probably the most accomplished edge rusher that they had prior to this trade. I mean, you could argue Josh Uche, he had the one big year. Well, yeah, I mean, Nolan Smith and Jalen Hunt, I would certainly take them over Bryce Huff.
Accomplished.
And I think that's where this could hurt them. The place this could hurt them is if we get to week 5-6, and Jalen hits a sophomore slump. Nolan Smith isn't ready to, like, that's where the myth of Bryce Huff could impact them. Not the actual Bryce Huff, the player, but they targeted a top-end edge rusher, and it didn't work out. And now they are without a top-end edge rusher.
Well, let me tell you, they can find a replacement for Josh Huff with no problem.
We're back to calling him Josh Huff.
Well, I called him Josh Huff in the emergency pod, too. So I'm right there with you. Like, see, that's how you know we've been around a while.
And I didn't even realize it. I just said it.
Yeah. Yep. Well, he deserves to be called Josh Huff today.
He deserves to be called Josh Huff. But they're going to be able to replace his production. Like, well, what did Ojulari do? Didn't he have a year where he had like 8 sacks?
No, I agree. They can replace Bryce Huff production.
Bryce Huff, yes.
You can replace his production from last year easily. The point I'm making is this time last year, we thought that, and the Eagles thought, they maybe had like a top 15 edge rusher in the NFL or whatever, however you want to categorize them. Now they don't. Like, maybe Nolan becomes that, but when they tried to go out and add a premier edge rusher last offseason and it didn't work out. And I'll say this, they will most definitely be adding an edge rusher. Like, I would be stunned if they went into week one with this current set of edges.
They're going to get Jadeveon Clowney.
So I think it's going to be a veteran. I think he would make some sense.
Yeah,
Von Miller is out there.
I'll take Von Miller, too.
Yeah, Zadarius. I think it's Zadarius Smith. He's a free agent.
Zadarius Smith is dating Cash Doll, too, man. He bring Cash Doll to the city. Whew, I'm telling you. Oh, you guys don't know who Cash Doll is.
I honestly don't know who you're talking about.
Not a country singer?
No, she ain't a country singer.
Oh, okay.
But what I was saying was, they had interest in adding a veteran edge rusher prior to free agency. It didn't end up working out. But you just look at the inexperience in their current edges. Nolan, Jalen Hunt, Azeez Ojulari, like those three are going to make the team. I also think the rookie Antoine Powell Ryland will make the team. So that's four guys right there. With
who?
You know, we can't have a hyphen on the outside, Elliot. Come on, they don't pass rush. Mean,
what's his name?
Well, Antoine Powell Ryland.
Yeah.
Weren't the draft geeks all excited about Antoine Powell Rowland? Like, didn't he grade out very well or something?
Well, I don't know if I'd call him draft geeks, but I was very excited about Powell Rowland. I mean, he had three forced fumbles each of the last three seasons. He had some absurd amount of sacks over the past three seasons, but he's not going to play a lot of snaps. I'm just saying he could use a roster spot.
Well, he went in the sixth round? Is that where all those sacks got him?
Yeah, the sixth round. But I just think they are in need of experience at that position. So I think, I mean, you look at the assets they have right now. After this, I believe they have around $40 million in cap space. They have 13 draft picks in next year's draft. Like, they have more than enough resources to go out and add somebody. I would be very surprised if they don't add an edge with more experience.
Well, I mean,
yeah, I'm with you there.
Are you buying the Jalix Hunt breakout kind of season? I mean, he was obviously great in the playoff run, but and Ike said
great as a loose,
whatever,
using that loosely.
he put on what, like, according to Ike,
put on a few pounds. Yeah,
according to Inside the Year candidate Ike Reese, he put on like at least 20 pounds of muscle.
I didn't say 20.
He does look bigger.
Doesn't he look bigger?
Oh, Wednesday. Yeah, he definitely looks bigger for sure.
Yeah.
But are you buying it? Like, I mean, if they go into week one and it's Jalix Hunt and Nolan Smith on the outside, how do you feel about that?
I feel excited about the potential they have there, but I do think they probably would have the worst set of edges of any Super Bowl contender, or at least certainly the most unproven.
Unproven, yes.
Yeah,
let's not go with the worst set of edges. Unproven.
Yeah, unproven. I think Jalix Hunt, to me, look, at the end of last year, he certainly flashed. I think the fact that he he improved so much in 1 year is obviously encouraging for what he could be next year. But the tough thing is his role is much different, right? Like last year, he didn't play a ton to begin the year. When he did play, it was an advantageous situation. Like, yeah. I mean, as Bryce Huff found out, there's a big difference between playing on third down and then being asked to play first, second, and third down. So it is a big jump in responsibility for him. But it's bigger to me than Nolan Smith and Jalix Hunt. Like, those are two nice players. Could be great players to have.
Mm-hmm.
They need four legit.
Yeah, you need depth. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. So I agree. Even if you buy the Jalix Hunt breakout season, which very well could happen, they still need to go add somebody, because we'll see what Josh Uche is. Maybe they hit on him as a free agent flyer. They don't have anything that's proven there, and that's really what they're lacking after the Bryce Huff trade.
Yeah, you're gonna need at least four solid guys, maybe even five edge type of outside guys. Although, from time to time, they'll throw Zach out there, and he may do a little something.
Well, Jahad Campbell, I mean, he could be an edge rusher.
Yep, you got that. Those are also unknowns. But I think those guys are going to thrive, meaning the outside guys are going to thrive because of what the inside guys are doing.
Yeah.
They're going to be so good inside that – you know, Nolan and Jalix are going to get a lot of one-on-ones on the outside. Now, they're going against the best athlete of the O-line, the tackles, the left and right tackle. But they're going to get one-on-ones, and they're great athletes. So, at least from that standpoint, they're going to get the chance to work one-on-ones on the outside.
Well, so I agree with that. Jalen Carter, obviously their best player on defense and their best rusher. But Moro Ojomo, I think, also really showed probably more signs of an edge rusher.
Yep.
More signs as a pass rusher than Jalix Hunt did last year. Nolan Smith did show legitimate signs of being a really good pass rusher. So I think they can go into next year feeling good about where he's at. But Moro Ojomo and Jalen Carter in the interior, that could be a really, really good pass rushing duo. And to your point, not only will it make the edges better, it'll just put them in better situations where if you're a team with a poor inside interior offensive line, you're moving your quarterback out of that pocket almost immediately at the snap because of what Jalen Carter and Ojomo can do, and that will make it easier for the edges. So,
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say another part of this is that Jalen Carter check for next year just got a little more expensive because now they have more cash and he's going to have even more responsibility.
Yeah, that's why they're doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, they know it.
I don't know what they think Jalen Carter is going to make, but I've never seen the franchise prepare for a contract the way. I mean, for Carson and Jalen, they just kind of made that happen. It feels like they're you know, putting all their reserves in the bank for this Jalen Carter deal. But
and how about this?
There'll be more pressure on him.
How about this? I'm on record first in saying it, so I say it again. The breakout season of Jordan Davis. Be on the lookout for it this year.
So,
breakout season, Jordan Davis this year. It's coming.
So I will say this, and you're to support your argument. He had probably the best set of games past rushing the quarterback in the playoffs that he's had in his career. Like, he did end the season on a really high note. I know the Eagles are very excited about how he ended the year, and they do feel like he could, you know, become a better pass rusher. Mm-hmm. And I think it's possible, but I think Jalen Carter and Moro Ajamo are way better pass rushers than this.
I agree.
If they get anything out of him, that would be massive.
Yeah, don't get me wrong. I'm just saying, yeah. Just for Jordan Davis, it's his breakout season. I don't think he's going to become the best D-tackle on the team.
I can see that coming.
But I think this is going to be the best year we've seen from Jordan Davis.
Contract year?
Contract year, yep.
Contract year, Jordan Davis could be a problem, according to Ike Reese. All right, so Elliot, PFF labeled the Eagles' passing game as their biggest weakness. Interesting. 23rd, I guess, in their PFF grade last year. Do you agree with Pro Football Focus that is their biggest weakness heading into next year?
Well, I'm surprised they're so down on A.J. Brown and Devontae Smith. I mean,
yes.
I would view them as, yeah.
You would think with such an elite quarterback.
Yeah, no. So I think edge rusher is probably their biggest weakness, but I don't think it's a stretch to say the passing game is their biggest weakness. I mean, A.J. Brown essentially said it himself to a degree when he said the passing game needed to be worked on during the season. So, yeah, I mean, the passing game needs to be better than it was last year. I mean, just full stop. It has to be better than it was last year. And I think that begins with passing it on early downs, passing it in the first quarter, and not relying on the running game as much. So I do agree with you. The passing game has to be better. Now, weakness, like, I don't think their passing game is a weakness, but I do think it is probably the part of their team that needs the most work.
What was your takeaway from what Shady said about what AJ said about the offense?
So I think that's a super interesting quote there. Essentially, I don't know if you've played it already, but essentially saying, you know, AJ told him it's Jalen's offense. I think it was maybe a peek into, like, why Brandon talked about potential tension between AJ and Jalen, and just kind of like the pressure of wearing the crown that Jalen wears, in the way that he's the one that decides what play is run. He's the one that decides where the ball goes. And so when LeSean says that the offense is Jalen's offense, he's right. Like, Jalen is the reason they designed the offense the way they do. Jalen is the reason certain plays are run. That is absolutely correct. And as a result, every other player on that offense knows it. Like, all the receivers know why they run what they run. All the offensive linemen know why, you know, sometimes the ball is in the pocket a little longer. And so when things are struggling, like, I understand the tension towards Jalen from his teammates. But the flip side of that is they also have a Super Bowl ring because of Jalen. So I think it's true that there's pressure, but it is what it is. Like, that, it's like that for all quarterbacks.
Yep.
And
that's why I look at it. It is Jalen's offense.
Yep. That's
yeah, just deal
great.
With it. Deal it.
But I would just say, like, we could be talking about any team, and it should be that quarterback.
Yes,
like, when
exactly.
When Kelly was here, he tried to use Sam Bradford in RPOs, right? Like that's bad coaching. Good coaching is building the offense around your quarterback's skill set.
Right.
So, when LeSean McCoy says it doesn't matter who the coordinator is, they run what they run, I agree with that. Where I would say I think the coordinator matters is you want somebody in that role that can problem solve and that has ideas to counter what the defense does. Mm-hmm. But in terms of the scheme of the offense and, like, how it's run, yeah, that is the quarterback. And, again, I think that's where some of the tension could come from, in the fact that, you know, Devontae and A.J., if they were in a different offense with a different quarterback that threw it more, they would have probably both been, like, Pro Bowlers this year. Now, they both have Super Bowl rings, so, you know, it's a trade-off. But that is true. When A.J. says, essentially through LeSean, that it's Jalen's offense, like, that's true.
Now, a couple other last things for you here. Kyle Pitts is out there. It seems like the Falcons are ready to trade him. Do you want the Eagles to go after Kyle Pitts?
There's not many players I would say no to. I'm a big-time trader. But I don't think it makes any sense to trade for Kyle Pitts. He's also in a contract year. He's going to want paid at the end of the year. I would just, extend Dallas Goedert. Goedert has been here. He knows the deal with the amount of targets he gets. He knows how he's going to be low down on the totem pole. He's been in the locker room. Like, I would just extend Goedert. I don't think using an asset, while they have a lot of them, on another tight end would make any sense.
Ike, do you have any interest in Kyle Pitts?
No, none.
Pedigree, not
now,
worth the...
If they had traded Goedert, maybe.
Sure.
Well, right, yeah, if Goedert wasn't here,
but even though he's just a big receiver anyway. I mean, Goedert helps them in the running game. I don't think Kyle Pitts helps from that standpoint. How do you feel like your interview went with Rick Tca this morning? Do you feel like you're a hockey guy now?
Well, we can finally get to my main sport, right, which is hockey. talk a little puck. I thought it was good. I mean, he did say, ask him a good question. That made me feel good, you know,
good.
Considering. I mean,
Are you now in on Rick Tocchet?
Hockey takes.
Give some hockey takes.
Yeah. Well, I do have a take off of Rick Tocchet. Right?
Oh, great.
Yeah. I really, really think it was a good hire based off
of Hockey. Oh, yeah. I'm shocked.
He reminds me a lot of Nick Sirianni.
There it is.
I expected him to be like old school hockey guy. He sounded emotionally intelligent to me. I like how he talked about building an environment wherever it is they practice in Voorhees. He brought up the word family. Like, it just, to me, it sounded like Nick Sirianni. And I'll also say, at one point he said something about how nowadays in hockey, I think a fear of hiring old-time Flyers is they'll just do it the old way. Rick Tocchet to me sounded like somebody that knows he has to adjust to today's game. So, yeah, I mean, look, I'm going to text Bros later. We'll talk. But I think it's going to be a big year for the Flyers.
Well, what a vote of confidence for Rick Tocchet. Elliot Sherparks in on the Tocchet hire. And now that Spike is not here, do you have any thoughts on Ace Bailey?
I can't believe I see people saying they should draft this dude out of Duke.
He's a good player now.
He's a heads-up player.
Yeah, if they draft him at number 3 or trade down to number 5 or 6, like, that's right. A disaster thing.
No, it's not. He's plug and play, Elliot.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Who plug and play into what?
Clay Thompson.
Where is he plugging and playing into? The fifth worst team in the NBA? They need to go get a star. I legit can't believe there's any pushback on drafting Ace Bailey. VJ Edgecombe is a role player. This dude out of Duke is a role player. Trey Johnson is a bench scoring player. Ace Bailey is the only chance this team has of being relevant for the next 5 years.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Yeah. I mean,
thank you.
I'm in. He's the only shot at a star.
When Melo said Ace Bailey is the best player in the draft, I know Melo knows a gunner when he sees one.
But that's my
Melo gave the approval. I'm in.
Nah, that doesn't make me feel good, frankly. All these players starting to have takes.
I don't know if you've heard this, but Kevin Durant says he reminds him of himself.
All right.
I did hear that. Is pulling many comparisons to Kevin Durant, if I had to guess. I actually saw him compared to Wally Szczerbiak. And as good of a player as Wally Szczerbiak is, I'm going to pass on Wally Szczerbiak.
Wally was a nice player, but he wasn't.
Yeah, Wally was a good player.
The third or fourth piece, though. Yes.
I think I'll take the Kevin Durant clone as opposed to the Wally Szczerbiak clone.
Listen, his YouTube is impressive. I don't know how the actual game tape is, but we don't do game tape. We only do YouTube here, Elliot.
Exactly right.
All right,
exactly
buddy. Right. You have a nice weekend, okay?
All right, brother.
I will. You guys enjoy yourself. I'll talk to you later.
All right, there he goes. Elliot Shore Parks, always bringing good stuff, as always. Again, hard to see a fault on Bryce Huff's side, you know. he did nothing wrong.
Yeah, he's not perfect, but he has some blind spots. I think Bryce Huff is one of his blind spots.
Just did nothing wrong. He paid him $51 million. He couldn't make an impact. That's what he did wrong.
Two sacks.
Two and a half.
Oh, my bad. Forgot the half.
It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We are live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games are always better with Crab Fries online at Chickies and Pete's. .com, the official sports bar of your world champion, Philadelphia Eagles. Now, we got a big segment coming up next. It's the weekend forecast with old Tornado Shapiro. He'll get you set for this weekend's weather around the Philadelphia area. That's coming up next here on Ike, Spike, and Fritz on Sports Radio 94 WIP. Welcome back. It is Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Jack Fritz in for Spike Eskin on this Friday afternoon. We are live at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Big games are always better with Crab Fries. Online at chickiesandpete's.com, the official sports bar of your world champion Philadelphia Eagles. Ike, as I'm sure you are going to be on the links this weekend, you got to know what the weather is going to be like. And there's only one sham weather guy that we have to check in on, and that is Tornado Shapiro. What's happening, Tornado?
I was going to give it to you, and I told you, you're going to get it a little later, baby. I was going to give it to you.
Oh, my gosh.
Hello. Hey, Spritzy. It's always fun to play with the B team. It's a weather-filled weekend. You need me, and you know it, pal. Music, please.
It's the game day forecast from the world's most accurate and famous meteorologist, Tornado Shapiro.
Hey, I wish I had a little better news for the local crowd, but we're still in the wetness. Tonight I give it a 50-50 shot of rain. Bring a hat, there's a chance you'll wear it. Accessorize, don't traumatize. Phillies host Milwaukee tonight. You know, I worked in Milwaukee years ago for a very short time. I dated Gorman Thomas's sister. She wasn't as strong as him, but her mustache was thicker. Come on.
The hell's Gorman Thomas?
Can you please school this youngster, Ike, at some point? I lived in a nearby town called Beaver Dam, Wisconsin.
Of course.
Oh, boy.
Of course.
Local Puritan church referred to it as Beaver Darn. Love to tell you more about Beaver, but Rod Larkin stole my copy. Fun town, Milwaukee. One night I was hanging out at Schatz Brewery with Laverne and Shirley. It was me, Ike, Oscar Robertson, Giannis Antetokounmpo, Lenny Squiggy, and the Big Ragu. I'll tell you, it was a good time. Everything was fine until we got to ordering some food. Well, the Big O orders a big fat Greek salad for the Greek freak. Next thing you know, the Big Ragu grabs his spicy meatball and tries to toss the salad to the big Greek freak. I said, this is way too freaky for me. I'm getting the hell out of there. And I stuck Ike with the bill. Sorry about that, Ike.
That's okay.
I still owe you $67. What's your Venmo, friend? But I do love the taste of old Milwaukee.
It's a great beer. It's a great beer.
No, it was a 67-year-old weather gal I knew out there. That was my nickname for her. We worked right on Lake Michigan, WWAP, the WAP. We had a weather gal named... Of course, we had Naughty D. She took us on a booze cruise on Lake Michigan with Megan the Stallion.
Uh-oh.
Yes, it was me, D, and the... And Ike, of course.
Please,
we wasn't going to miss that one. We were hanging with Prince Fielder, Antonio Bastardo, and the Racing Sausages from the Milwaukee Brewers. Well, Dee really enjoyed those sausages. She had a special tutorial for a bratwurst. Come on!
Oh, man. We're going to get weather.
Things got crazy. The boat took on so much water, we needed buckets to keep it afloat. Naughty Dee... She brought a bucket and a mop. She gave it everything she got. Saturday, more rain, probably 50-50 shots again. Bring a slicker. Bring a slicker, some sunscreen, and a shovel. High of 67. If you're going to the Roots picnic at the Man, consider an umbrella. 50-50 shot of precip, but don't sweat it. I believe if you don't get wet, you have nothing to be proud of, but to each his own. One night we were at the Man. It was me, Ike, Ben Davis, Billy Wagner, Tommy Joseph, and Tom LeMaine were all there to see Snoop Dogg. It was also Dollar Dog Night at the Man. Billy Wagner starts firing hot dogs at Tom LeMaine. The crowd takes Wagner's side because they're posting his speed on the scoreboard at over 100 miles an hour. Crowd is going wild. LeMaine's getting pummeled with hot dogs. Deets and Watson never looked more like Smith and Wesson. But they quickly turned on Wagner after the decrease in velocity. His hot dogs started coming in at 99, 97, 96.
Ooh.
Good luck to the Roots. But I got to tell you, that Billy Wagner, he's no picnic.
All right, Tornado, let's wrap this up.
Sunday is your saving grace, just like the great Annie Lennox used to sing. The sun will come out when sweet dreams are made of these. Well, I give it a 50-50 shot of... Coming out anyway, you won't hear anything more accurate than that. That's the definitive word on weather this weekend. This is Tornado Shapiro. Music, please. Can you please get some music announcement?
We do have to get some music for Tornado. We do. We do. 50-50 shot.
Man.
As always. Now, I got to be honest.
What's going on in Milwaukee?
You got to be honest.
Yeah.
You, Ike. Or, sorry. You, Ben Davis.
Yep.
Billy Wagner.
Yep.
Tommy Joseph.
That sounds like a good party, man.
To see Snoop Dogg? I don't know. I don't know if those guys are big
Snoop
Dogg. Joe
in there, man.
Yeah. And who's Tom LeMaine? That's my...
That's the... Tom LeMaine is the... Hold on. That's the... is that a weightlifting guy? I think Tom LeMaine is a weightlifting guy.
He looks like a broadcaster. For KYW. That's on me.
Okay. Oh, one of our own guys.
Yep. Never a doubt. Never a doubt.
I swear.
Did I hear Squiggy with Oscar Robertson?
Yeah. Well,
you know Squiggy and Lenny.
Well, is that when Oscar Robertson turned on you? I mean, I know that you guys aren't exactly close.
No, we aren't close. But no, Oscar Robertson obviously played for the
Cincinnati Royals
and the Milwaukee Bucks.
Milwaukee Bucks.
Yes.
Yes.
So it's Milwaukee. Squiggy and Lenny are from Laverne and Shirley.
Okay.
And Laverne and Shirley is a popular sitcom from the 70s that was based in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Got that?
Now it's all started.
Yeah. He usually ties everybody into the city.
That's good.
Yes.
And I need it.
It's like a history lesson for you.
Yeah, I know. And this is probably why I didn't get this job. It's because all these old references. Just I don't get them.
Right, you got to be a little older. Yeah. Yes, that's why it pays to be a little more seasoned.
I try my best. No, I try okay, my best, man, but I just get left behind.
You can't help because you were born in the 90s.
Nah, it's like, what do you want
it's
me
a
to
good
do?
Thing. You were born at the right time.
What, you a 90s guy? Yeah, 90s
well,
were
good. I mean, listen, it's being raised in this era, look at all the things that you are privy to.
Yeah. Well, so it's interesting. I can't claim being a 90s baby, really.
No, you're not a 90s baby. You're a 2000s baby.
Correct.
You were born in the 90s.
And I can't really – I'm like the bottom end of the millennial. Like the millennials are technically – I'm like the
yeah.
– the 95, I think, is the cutoff for a millennial. So I,
like I was born in the 70s, but I consider myself more of an 80s baby, though.
Yeah, yeah. Like I can't claim 90s.
Yeah.
I can claim early 2000s.
Twitter What's question? Antonio Bastardo's connection to Milwaukee, by the way?
That's no, it's a connection to us.
Just a,
the Phillies.
A great backside. I think that's...
Is that the idea?
Yeah, that's, yeah, I guess, that's yes. my idea, I guess. Bryce Harper talked about his injury situation here in 1 second, but the Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Should the Phillies trade for Rhys Hoskins at the trade deadline? Still about 50-50, 54% saying no. We'll get to that audio after we hear from Mike Rhys.
Hey, if you're thinking about going overseas for a hair transplant, let me just remind you, hair transplants are real surgery. And that's why I tell people go to Glad Hair by Morgan Stern Medical right here in Philadelphia. Now, with the Glad Hair team, you get board-certified surgeons, safe in-office procedures that follow strict U.S. medical standards, and long-term care from a team with over 30 years' experience. No flights, no risk, just great hair and a team that you can trust. Visit GladHairMM.com. Stay local, stay safe, and stay looking good.
We are live from Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Graduation parties are always better at Chickies and Pete's. Book your graduation party online at ChickiesandPete's.com. So, Bryce Harper not in the lineup tonight. He is still out, obviously dealing with the injury or the pitch from Spencer Strider.
Yeah, still hurts.
That no one retaliated on.
Awesome.
I know Wheeler, he nicked Nick Allen. That didn't count.
That did not count.
Morning show, once again, try to turn that into the World War III.
It looked good last night, but it did not get it.
You're not hitting the nine-hitter.
Yeah.
That's a slap-hitting shortstop. That had to be Acuna. All right, but here's Bryce Harper a couple minutes ago, courtesy of Tim Kelly, talking about his injury.
Are you frustrated with how frequently you seem to get hit, like, up and in?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's where teams kind of go against me. You know, it's a bummer just because guys throw so hard now. But, I mean, that's where guys go. Sinkers in, heaters up and in. You know, I understand throwing inside. I totally get that. I'm all for it in baseball and getting guys, you know, off pitches away or anything else like that. But just control. You know, guys throw a little too hard now to, you know, do that. You know, up and in, things like that.
Not that you would back off, but you feel like the guard might help you stay in on those pitches.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not going to back off the plate. I've always kind of been on top of the plate. I understand, like I said, I totally understand throwing inside. It's part of the game. I get it. It's just a little scarier nowadays just because guys throw a little bit harder. So there's a little bit of give and take with that, right? So. Wearing a brace, wearing an arm guard, you know, that helps a little bit.
So there's Bryce. I think he's the biggest reason why there really wasn't a retaliation. You know, and I think he was more upset about it. I think he understands the part of the game, and I think he doesn't want anyone else to kind of get hurt. But
Soft.
Well, listen, I don't know what to tell you.
Don't give soft explanations.
He's still not over the Eagles Super Bowl.
Don't give soft explanations, man. Just say this is the way the team is. This is the way they've always been.
Yeah.
There's nothing new.
I know.
I would have been more surprised had they done it. Right?
Like, I agree with
you. Yeah, I would have been more surprised had they done it. Now, that didn't lessen my outrage or my desire to want them to do it, even though I didn't fully expect them to do it because they haven't done it in the past.
It's not their MO.
Yes, not what they do.
It's not their MO. So, Bryce out of the lineup.
It's great to talk about for 2 days.
Dude, I mean, you want to talk about a WIP topic for a couple days.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus TNC supply.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
That was a gift.
That was a gift.
That was thrilled. That was good old school. And I just, what I find so funny is, like, in today's climate, you would think that the idea of hitting someone is heresy.
Yeah.
And it was good for a couple of days there. People were like, it was a good old fashioned sports.
They wanted
it.
Yeah. They wanted blood, man.
You get a little blood in there. So, yeah. Bryce out of the lineup. I kind of would be surprised at this point if he plays this weekend because he's still dealing with some swelling. So, 95 off the. Off the wrist, not exactly the most comfortable thing.
You think he'll wear the brace?
I don't think so. I don't think he's comfortable with it. I know. What do you want me to tell you? I know you do the. Oh gosh, with every baseball thing. Just because we're not hitting people and running into wedges doesn't mean that we're not tough.
Tough guys. Me, we.
I don't know. I never. Well, I didn't wear a cup. So I was risking it all.
That's pretty tough, man.
I didn't wear a cup one time to I did play football for a year.
Yeah.
Believe it or not.
I don't.
I hated it. All I wanted to do was be quarterback, and then I couldn't figure out which way to turn to hand the ball off because you're like 13, so they didn't let you throw it all.
Right.
So I never played that. I was backup defensive end.
There you go.
Yeah, so I was rushing the passer.
There you
the
go.
Jared Allen.
Jared Allen of Westchester.
Of LAFA. But I should remember the one time I really didn't want to go to the game, so I made up an injury.
Oh, wow.
And then I was like, you know what? I'll go for my team. And the coach gave an impassioned speech about how much of a warrior I was.
There you go.
And I was standing there the whole time like, I'm not even hurt. I don't. I just don't want to play. I just don't want to play at all. So no, yeah. But the one practice I didn't wear a cup, I landed on a helmet. I was down for the count.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was a mistake.
You don't really wear cups in football. High school, maybe.
Yeah.
I did not wear a cup in college. Did we have to wear cups in college? I might have in college.
I don't know how you wouldn't. I mean, I feel like you get.
Well, you don't wear them in the pros.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. That's a good breakdown.
Well, that's how Vrabel got a handful.
Yeah. New England Patriots head coach.
Yes.
Let's see what this nonsense is going to be about. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How we doing today?
OG?
Well, old Spikey had took off, huh? I was calling to tear him up today, but Jack, let me just say this to you, Jack.
Great.
When the idiot's not here, you don't have to say this is Jack in for spite. You're on the show, bro. I put you on the show.
That's all right. Listen, I'm just trying to do the proper thing. But if I need to start getting Spike's name off of it, yeah, I'll do it.
The proper thing is to acknowledge that I put you on the show.
And I thank you. I thank you for that every day. Every day.
And you're welcome. Now listen, let's get to the meat and potatoes here. All right, because I tell you, I play what, the long game, right?
You do.
Now OG been telling everybody in the whole world that this is Jalen Hurts' offense. Now, Shady McCoy, a rejected eagle, okay?
Now he's a rejected eagle.
Now he's a rejected eagle. Come on, man.
And says he pillow talks with AJ, and AJ says it's Jalen's offense. But now everybody's, this is why I told y'all that he was the best quarterback in the NFL because he does more. There's no quarterback that calls his own line protections. There's no quarterback in the NFL.
No one else does that.
The centers do it. So shut your mouth while I'm cooking here, okay? No quarterback that calls his own offense. Jalen does that. And Jalen is the reason why this offense goes the way it goes. Now, the fact that we don't throw – we rank 27th or 28th in passing.
Yeah.
Here's how you would see it. That was an issue. If we were lacking the ability to score, put points on the board. If we're putting 26 points on the board a game, what the hell are you – what's the difference, rather, you – because the last I checked, rather you run the ball in or throw it in, it still counts as what, Ike? 6 points.
6 points, yeah.
Well, yeah, but why that matters and why we bring it up is because when we get thrown in our face how elite he is, then they clearly – I don't know if they think he's an elite quarterback. I mean, that's that's why it's like insulting to the word elite.
Well, let me educate you on elite, okay? Because none of these idiots know what the hell it means.
Only you.
Elite means when you do something well enough for others that other teams can't even stop it. That is elite. Jalen Hurts is elite just by the fact that he can beat you in a multitude of ways. When you got a quarterback that can only beat you with his arm, that's not elite. But when you got a quarterback that can beat you with his legs and with his arm, that's elite because you got a defense coordinator like what's his name? Steve
Spagnuolo.
Spags.
Yeah,
Spags. Yeah,
Spags.
Tell you that he had no answer for Jalen Hurts in the Super Bowl, but he had an answer for Josh Allen, so-called elite, who threw a damn ball up in the air, a Hail Mary, when he had a guy out in the flat that he could have won the game, but because he's not elite, he did not execute that play.
Right.
This is what y'all...
The Dalton Kincaid drop? The Dalton Kincaid drop? Is that what you're talking about?
Yes.
Okay. That wasn't not a drop. Dalton Kincaid was running a pattern outside the numbers, which...
He had four guys on him and was running backwards. What are you talking about?
No, he came back to a play because the dipstick threw the ball as a Hail Mary up in the air for anybody to catch. So let's get that straight right now. But you don't watch Buffalo enough to even know that. You know, or the playoffs, I would say.
Right.
You know,
right.
You probably watch the baseball right. Then because since you get upset when somebody wear a baseball hat and don't watch the baseball game, so you're probably doing that.
Well, it was in January, so there's no baseball games being played, but thank you for the shot.
Yeah, anyway. Listen, I just, you know what? All people got to do is just tune into Knowledge Without Collars tonight.
Oh, wow.
I'll break it down for you.
Because there you go.
Right now, Spike is not – Spike's long gone, man. Why don't y'all put a fishnet on him or something? Help the man. Y'all letting him drown with no damn net. What the hell is going on around at the show? I leave and y'all just go berserk. I'm back now.
Well, who drowned? Who drowned, Spike?
Mike, he's drowning in his damn takes on Jalen Hurts. He looks like a complete damn idiot.
I think he's making a lot of sense. All we're trying to do is keep it sane around here because you guys are turning it into an insane conversation.
Well, it's not an insane conversation.
When I got to go to a steak shop, that's Marlins in Delaware, a steak, real steak and everything, and they complaining about Spike, and I got to defend that.
A lot of complaints about Spike, I will say. There are a lot of complaints about Spike.
In the damn public, and I gotta speak for Spike.
Yeah.
You know how uncomfortable that is?
So how did you feel about the PFF rankings? I hadn't heard you all week. We've been talking about this.
I understand what they do. They know if they say something negative about Philadelphia. About
negative? They had him number five.
They had him number five, so that's not disrespectful. But the fact that they don't have him in the elite category, he's in, what was it called, the top tier of the next group, what was it called?
Like guys you can win with,
essentially. Yeah, like franchise quarterbacks. Just not the elite group.
Yeah.
What'd you think about that?
The thing is this here, Ike.
Yeah.
PFF started out with Jalen Hurts as 46th best quarterback.
That's true. Yeah. He's climbed
now
the ranks.
Down to five.
Yeah,
he's climbed. And I keep trying to tell people he should be number one because he does more than any other quarterback. All these quarterbacks.
Wait, so when Lamar Jackson goes for 41 passing touchdowns and four picks, that's Jalen does more than that.
That was a hell of a year for Lamar Jackson. But if we don't need to score down points and we sitting on the ball, kneeling the ball down, what do you want? Just to go out there and just to do it?
How much did that even happen last year? First off, they were seventh in scoring last year. It's not like they were putting up 35 in their sleep.
Jack, it means that you're not trying to go out there and prove to the world.
Yeah, we don't want to win games by more. That's what they were saying.
We win. Anybody that knows football will tell you when you got the game in hand, you sit down on that and you.
Well, of course, but that's acting like every game was like that.
Right, but look at all the guys that the Lions, right? Number one scorer, where they end up at? Home eating popcorn. Lamar Jackson, he crapped on his pants. Where he ends up at? Home
again,
eating popcorn.
That's not
Josh
the point.
Allen, another so-called elite. Where he end up at? Eating popcorn. Everybody eating popcorn but Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
So who the hell is elite, you damn fool?
I got you. There he is. OG Wade.
There he is, man.
Yep. Josh Allen now not elite. Lost his best receiver at his best year. Mm-hmm. Didn't turn the ball over. No. He turned into more game manager-y, but.
See, this is. I won't do this.
I know.
I don't want to do this. But this is where you guys lose me on the Hurts is not elite when the other guys are elite. Right? I understand what from an eye test standpoint, you're saying visually, I know I'm looking at somebody that wows me, that is a difference-looking quarterback. I get that, and I see those things too. I do. I see that too. I just don't know how to parse or separate a guy that wins at the level Jalen wins at when that's ultimately what you want the quarterback to do. Like, ultimately, from a fan's perspective, they're not going to say only you would as a fan and those that are like you. You're going to put how it looked winning in front of ultimately winning. Most fans don't view it that way. They just care about the winning aspect of it. And by the way, his teammates are the same way.
You should care about winning, and that's a part of it. But when we're talking about what separates elite versus not – versus – listen.
You can't separate the winning from that.
But
the winning has to be the
number one
thing.
It does, but how much does he contribute to the winning? Like
if you ask yourself, Fritz.
He could win – how many quarterbacks could have won 12 games in last year's Eagles?
Last year was a great offense. I agree with you. I'm not saying that you couldn't have put other quarterbacks in that position and potentially got the same result. That's not what I'm saying. But that's just last year. We're talking about his career, right? We're talking about over his career. What about all the games he's won throughout his time here? I'm not saying other quarterbacks couldn't have come in, but what level of that quarterback would have come in? You're going to have to roll off top five quarterbacks. Because you can't tell me Dak would have come in and won. You can't tell me Baker would have come in and won. Because you know what I'm going to say? Why don't they win with their own teams? They have talent. Right? Like, Dak has talent. He's always had talent. So, right? Like, and Dak is thrown for 5,000 yards. He's thrown 40 touchdowns. He's got two playoff wins. That's where the winning with Jalen has to – it has to weigh more, I guess, and is what I'm saying. I'm saying – I understand that's why he's top five.
And that's why he's top five. But
the disrespectful part of that is you're saying it's only because of the winning that he's in the top five and the other things he don't do well. So having 68% completion percentage, having a over 8 yards per completion attempt, you know, things of that nature, the rushing aspects of his game, you're saying all those things aren't good and he's only there because the team wins. And that's what I think is a little unfair. He may not be – from a physical standpoint, as good as some of those guys, but he's not that far off. And his winning, when it matters the most, is at a higher level than those guys. That's all I want to say. That's all.
And that's why it's a prove it year. 215-592-9494 to get in. Join me on the boardwalk.
Who's
and
it a prove it year for?
For Jaylen? What? Yeah. And again, before everyone gets all hot and bothered, obviously he proved he could win a Super Bowl. But I need him to be the I don't even need them.
Yeah, you do. You want no. You want Saquon injured. You want AJ traded. You want Devontae decapitated.
I want it to be the last.
You want Jalen. You want him out there with Andre Dillard and Tyler Steen. And
I want it to be what it was the last two games of the year where that was elite quarterback play. That was not the entire year.
You want him to have no talent on the team.
No,
and
that's
then go win.
No, well, he cannot have the number one defense. He cannot have the number one offensive line. He cannot have the best receivers in football and a 2,500-yard running back. Okay, all of that stuff. If he's able to win,
what is he going to do?
Dude, if he's elite, then guess what? You figure it out. Because Josh Allen lost all of that crap, and he will put in an MVP year, okay?
Put it like this, though. When he had all of that, what did he do?
Yes, he went up again. Dude,
when Josh Allen had all that talent around him,
Jalen,
what did he do with it? He didn't do anything.
He lost to Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, and guess who didn't lose to Patrick Mahomes?
Oh, Jalen.
Oh, yeah.
He beat Brock Purdy with no arm and Josh Johnson, Daniel Jones, and Saquon Barkley. Jordan Love, who's overrated and a fraud who I hate now, and he took 7 sacks in the Rams game, and they got bailed out by Jalen Carter, and he beat freaking Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
Congratulations.
He outplayed Patrick Mahomes twice.
I know. I'll be at the Ocean City Boardwalk to see Joe Conklin and the City Rhythm Orchestra on Saturday, July 12th. I'll be outside signing my new copy of Ring the Bell.
Yeah, good luck with that.
It's going to be huge. The book of the summer, many are saying. Me and my good pal Kevin Reeve wrote it. The book and the show will make great Father's Day gifts. Get tickets to the show at joeconklin.com. On the other side, Everyday Eagles. With a question about the future and what the next 5 years could look like.
Pretty good. As long as Jalen's the quarterback.
We'll see. That's not about Jalen. Well, it's going to eventually turn into about Jalen. But I got an Everyday Eagles question about the next 5 years of Eagles football. We'll get to that coming up next. Live at Jenkins and Pete's in South Philly, it's Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Sports Radio 94 WYP.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company, from America for America.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Amazon has everything for every kind of Father's Day. Whether that's a waffle maker for his beloved breakfast in bed.
Come to Papa.
Mm-mm. Mm. Or new pickleball paddles for some friendly father-son competition.
Come to Papa. Yeah!
Or gifts like a steel shaker for his signature Dad Hatton cocktail.
Come to Papa.
Ooh. From cookware to sports gear, shop everything for Father's Day on Amazon.
In Indiana, summer means more than sunshine. It's hiking miles and miles of trails to magnificent views and cruising through caves on underground river rides. It's spending the night in a floating cabin and scuba diving into your next big adventure. It's riding a horse and buggy through historic towns and camping with elephants at a wildlife park. It's anything but ordinary. Plan your trip at inindiana.com/summer.